Have friends, isn't it? Amen. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8. When you find that, stand with me. We'll read our text, Deuteronomy 8. Great blessings tonight. Bugonga bear. How's it go? Bubonga bear. I was messing that up. God is good.
Yes, sir.
I need to figure that out. Okay, verse number 1, Deuteronomy 8. We'll read 4 verses, 1 through 4. Deuteronomy 8. Okay, let's go. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Now, That's a key word and phrase there. Moses is saying, you need to remember this. You need to remember this, okay? Now, what happened in the wilderness? Here's what he says. To humble thee and to prove thee. To know what is in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Now God took them to the wilderness, but here's what we need to know tonight. They need to remember, and we need to learn, that God had a reason for that. The wilderness that God puts us through, God has a reason for it. If we'll just hold on, He'll help us to see it. Father, I pray your blessings on the message. Guide us in your path, in Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. Be seated, and thank you for standing. Now, we know that the wilderness time for Israel was a very difficult time. Well, how do we know? Because they complained a lot. I mean, they complained a lot. How many of you hear a lot of complaining in your house? Amen. Yeah, all the parents with kids. Whatever, you guys are the ones who complain.
At work too?
Amen. Now, are you the complainer or you hear it? Okay. He's admitting it. He's like, I'm the one who complains. Yeah. Hey, that's okay. You know, I mean, don't hang out around him though, because the judgment might come down. But no. We face difficult times. You know, Israel was in a difficult time with the wilderness time and the lack of food, the lack of water, and all the complaining that went along with it was because of the difficulties that they were under. Well, we face difficulties too. We have hard things that we go through. It reminds me of, I think it was Kemper like a couple weeks ago. Remember that sunburn you had? That was a bummer. Man, I saw that. I was like, dude. So you can't, I mean, we've had bad sunburns, right? You can't even sit down. You can't rest or relax. Just kind of miserable. It's sort of an illusion metaphorically speaking, it's sort of how life can be sometimes. You just can't relax. You have stress. And with stress comes health problems. Sometimes we have health problems not because we have a legitimate health problem. It's because we don't know how to deal with the stress that we're having and the burdens that we're carrying around and the anxieties that's overwhelming us. And so all of those things come into our life and they kind of, you know, make life miserable for us. I remember, and this isn't a stress thing, it's more like the sunburn thing, but I remember when I found out there's certain deodorants that I can't wear, which is so weird, but I mean, it was just true. I put this deodorant on, and I was so in pain, I had to walk around like this, like for a whole day. I couldn't move my arms. I felt like that guy that works out all the time, and he can't put his arms down because his lats are so huge. He just walks around like this. That's what I felt like. I needed some air. I was just like, I gotta let this rash go away. This is very painful. Well, it can be miserable in life whenever you're going through hard things. We have trials, and it's just a hard season. Israel was going through a hard time, a difficult time. They didn't have water. They didn't have food. I mean, I'm talking about in the wilderness time for Israel. God is saying, I want you to remember the wilderness time. Because in that time, you were going through hard things. You had a lack of water. They didn't really have a lack of food. What they had with food is a lack of the kind of food that they wanted, because God provided manna. They just didn't want manna. They wanted a different kind of food. And so they were complaining about that. They complained to Moses. We talked about that last time. They complained to and spoke against God. And of course, it brought judgment. But these difficulties were a real thing. Sometimes we have real difficulties that aren't related to some kind of a physical issue we're having, but we have that stress, and sometimes it's related, for example, to our marriage. Marriage isn't always easy. You know, if you're married, you understand what I mean. We have hard times, and our spouse sometimes, now this isn't for me, for all the rest of you, but you know, there's our spouse isn't always, you know, they don't always make it easy, do they? I mean, there's that. Y'all aren't going to say amen. So just, there's one guy who says amen. I think I'm going to move past this pretty quick. Brother Tim's going to say amen too much, I think. In our marriage, we have some tenseness there. And not in teasing, but like in real, like for real. This is a tough time. Sometimes our job is that way. You know, we have the stress. Our job can be, sometimes some of y'all have jobs that's stressful. And it's just, there's a burden there. Brother Chad was mentioning about my job. I love doing this. I have Bible studies, and I get to sit down with people and study the Bible with them. And that's an awesome job, isn't it? You know, and I get to study the Bible and prepare messages. And that's an awesome responsibility. It is a responsibility. And I don't twiddle my thumbs. I don't like play video games for half the day. We put a lot of work into it, but I get to do that, so it's a privilege. And sometimes I think, wow, I'm really blessed to get to do this. But I will admit there are times, and you know, like they say, in some things the highs are really high and then the lows are really low. Ministry can be that way. The highs can be really high. Like when? Well, whenever those of you who've been saved, remember that day?
Yes.
God touched you?
Yes.
And you're like, today's the day. And I'm thinking, hallelujah. When you were walking down the aisle, you were burdened and broken and excited. So was I. I'm watching you walk down the aisle. I'm thinking, it can't get better than this. But then whenever you watch somebody walk away, can it get lower than that? You know, you see, the highs are high. The ministry, the lows are low. And there's been times when I thought, I would be okay doing something else. Now, I'm not saying that I wanted to do something else, but in that moment, I'm thinking, hey, God, if you want me to do something else, I'll be a mechanic. I don't know how to work on stuff, but I mean, I could learn. You know, do you want me to, you know, whatever you want, Lord. I'm just saying I'm willing, because it's a hard time. It's a burden. It's a difficult time. We have those, don't we? You know, at our job. Some of you may feel like it's a grind at your job every day. You're like, man, I don't have the high times. I have a lot of low times at my job, and sometimes it's that way. So we go through those. Serving God sometimes is like that. I mentioned the highs are high and the lows are low. Why? Because you don't have to be a pastor to be hurt, do you? You don't have to be a youth pastor to be hurt, or a Sunday school teacher or a choir director. I mean, you can just be a regular. I mean, we're all servants of God, right? But so I don't want it to sound like there's ranks. There's not ranks. But you can just serve God in any capacity. Let me say it that way. And be hurt. And in those times, it's not easy, is it? This is a hard thing. It's a difficult thing. And it can be like that sunburn. It's just sort of miserable. It travels with you, doesn't it? That's why we get ulcers. You know, that's why we have that stress and those burdens. I mean, don't you wish you could just, you know, like sometimes we have that job, and when we go home, it's like a haven, isn't it? Oh, finally, I'm at home, and I can just sort of leave work at work, and I can just sort of be in my haven. But when you have a stress, when you have a burden, and it's in you, it sort of goes with you everywhere you go, doesn't it? You know? And so we have those, and it's miserable, like that sunburn. You just can't rest. Israel needed to remember those days. They had that. They were in the wilderness for a long time. And look at verse 2. Thou shalt remember all the days which the Lord thy God led thee. 40 years in the wilderness. They needed to remember. Now, they might say something like this, oh, yeah, I remember the wilderness, man, and how miserable it was, and we didn't have water, and how we didn't have the food that we wanted. But here's what they needed to remember, what God did in them while they were in the wilderness. That's what they needed to remember, because God did a work. And God's doing a work in you. God's doing a work in us, isn't He, guys? When you think about the hard things that you go through and the hard positions that you're in, and some of you guys, you're surrendered to serve God. I would say all of you in some way are surrendered, but some of you are, I would say, man, you're surrendered. You're like, I'm gonna serve the Lord. But here's what you're going to find living your life, and girls, this is for you and anybody in here. You're living your life for God. You're going to go through hard things. You're going to go through a season where you're thinking, this is a really low time for me. This is a difficult time for me. And in those times, God says, I'm going to teach you some things. I'm going to help you. I used to wonder, why do we have to go through this? You know, why do we have to, why this though? Like, why do we have to go through this? And God says, because if you don't go through this, then I can't help you to become what I need you to be. We need those times. And they needed to remember not that they were miserable. They needed to not remember the, you know, how miserable the sunburn was of their trials, but what God did in them while they were there. And there was two things that God did, and the same things He did in them is the things He does in us. So I want you to mark these at least in your heart as we go, okay? There's two things. Number one, He was humbling them. He sent them through the wilderness because He was humbling them for 40 years, destroying their pride. Look at verse 2. Thou shalt remember all the ways of the Lord thy God led thee through these, led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. And He said this, to humble thee. Now look at verse 3. And He humbled thee, and suffered thee hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know. So they were in the desert, and here's what they found out. They needed God. They were in the desert, and they found out. They didn't have water, they didn't have food, and so they quickly found out, we need Him. We need God. And while they were hungry, what did God do? He provided. And while they were thirsty, what did God do? He provided. But they had to be humbled to realize they needed God to do that. He used that wilderness to bring them low, to show them that they needed Him. That's the same for us too. God humbles us to destroy our pride. When I was in high school, so many embarrassing things happened in high school, right? I mean, I could tell you 100 stories of embarrassing myself. I remember one time, I should not even tell this story. It's so embarrassing. But it's for the Lord. Amen. So, at a restaurant with friends, one of them was a girl, and we're eating, and I had to blow my nose. So I got a napkin, you know, blue. And we're just kind of eating and stuff. And the girl's dad says, hey, you got a piece of lettuce on your shirt. Now, when you look down, you can't see your collar, right? It was right on my collar. It wasn't lettuce. You fill in the blank. That's embarrassing, friends. Because everybody figured it out. Oh, thanks. Let me get that lettuce off of there. Nobody's eating lettuce. There's no lettuce on the table. That's not lettuce. It's green, though. It came out of my nose. And it was big. Because it was a mistake for a piece of lettuce. It's embarrassing. You know what that does? Man, that takes your pride down a few notches, right? You're not riding so high after that. You know, sometimes God needs to knock us down a couple of notches. I mean, He just does. We need to go through things because we're too high. We're too much on ourselves. And we won't listen sometimes. God's trying to get our attention. He's trying to speak to us. He wants to bring us to our knees. He wants us to choose to go to our knees and say, God, I need you, and you're speaking to me, and I want to live for you, and I cannot do this without you. But yet we live our life trying to do it without humbling ourselves and going to our knees and acknowledging that we need Him. So what God does is He brings us through things to bring us to our knees. Because God needs us to understand something. He wants us to remember something about the wilderness times of our life. And that is that God uses them to humble us because we need to remember that we need Him. We need Him. And we start living life thinking that we don't need Him. We won't listen because we already know. That is so frustrating. Can you imagine, you know, talking to people who will not listen because they already know, but they're not doing it right? Like, listen, you don't know as much as you think you know. But they will not listen to you. And you just are heartbroken because you see where it's going to lead them, but they won't listen. And pride does that. The same is true with us and God, that He leads us, but we won't listen, so He humbles us. We won't apologize. Why? Because we didn't do anything wrong. Or we tell ourselves that. We see the faults of others, but we rarely see our own. Our pride blinds us, doesn't it? It blinds us. And God allows us to go through things, these lettuce kind of moments of life, to bring us low. So that our self-sufficiency will be destroyed. If we won't go to our knees, then God will bring us to our knees. You know what should happen every day? Church family, we should run to God every day. Every day we should run to Him and acknowledge, God, I need you. Yeah. So He used the wilderness time for Israel to work in them because He was humbling them. He was humbling them. Number two. He was proving them. Now the word prove here means to know what's in their heart. And that's what it says. Look at verse 2. It says, to humble thee and to prove thee. And then He tells us what that is. He says, to know what is in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep His commandments or no. Look at verse 3. Skip through that verse a little bit. That He might make thee to know that a man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. So God was to allow Israel to go through this wilderness time, not just to humble them, to bring them to their knees, to acknowledge that they needed Him, but to prove them, meaning to show what is in their heart, to maybe allow them to see that what they were not doing was depending upon God, drawing out of them what was in their heart, what was in them. God does that for us. He does that in us. In our wilderness times, God uses these trials, these difficulties to reveal our heart, to reveal what's in us. I remember as a dad, I had an anger issue. And on our way to St. Joe, and the boys were real small. This would have been like 10 years ago. I mean, it was early on moving to Falls City. And they were being rowdy and loud in the van. We had this black van and driving to St. Joe. And they were I was getting irritated. And I finally just slammed on the brakes, pulled off into the gravel to a stop, and jumped out of the car, threw the side door open, you know. And everybody, all the kids were in their car seats, just like in shock. I mean, everybody in the whole van was like, whoa, I never seen Dad do this before. I don't think I'd ever done it. I just lost it. And they're like, what's he going to do? And then at that moment, I knew, whoa, I messed up. As soon as I threw that door open and everybody's staring at me, I was looking at these big eyes. They're like, nobody was talking. They're just looking at me. I'm like, oh, man, I already messed up. And I chewed them out. And I closed the door, got back in the van, started driving. It was quiet. And then I heard this. All through the van. Not just coming from the back, by the way. It was in the passenger seat, too. I'm like, man. Everybody's like, I never seen you do that before, you know. Well, they were bugging me. Nope. You know, we have hard things, and the way we respond, what that is God proving what you already were. There's a great book, Change Into His Image. How many of you know that book, Change Into His Image? Jim Berg. Good stuff. So he gives the analogy of the water pot of boiling water and the tea. Like tea? Put the water in the pot and you boil it. This is the trials and wilderness times of our life. It's the boiling water. The uncomfortable. The hard seasons of life. It's the boiling water issues of life that we go through, you know. The tea bag is your heart. And whenever you are thrust into a boiling water situation, do you know what comes out of you? Watch this. What comes out of you, what was already in you. The reason why tea comes out of this tea bag is because that's what's in it. The only thing that this tea bag needed was hot water. And when it was touched, when it touched that hot water, that hot water drew out of that tea bag what was already in there. Now here's the point. You can blame your circumstances for why you act like you act. But it's not your circumstances that did it. It's the boiling water. The reason why you act like that is because that's what's in you. And God uses those boiling water times to prove us, to prove what's in there. Why does he do that? Because he reminds us, oh, you're not as sharp as you think you are. You need me a little bit more than you realize. Your heart isn't where it needs to be. We need the boiling water times of life. Why? Because we need to be humbled and we need to be proved. We need God to prove us. So I just wish that I didn't have to go through these things. No, we need to go through these things. We need the wilderness times of life because God uses them to sharpen us, to reveal in us, to help us to understand our need of Him and who we really are. So then what can we do? So that we can look at what we're going through right now, or what we've went through, or what we're going to go through, and we can say this, you know what? I'm going through this right now, and here's what I need to do, is I need to acknowledge that to get through this, I'm going to need God. And go ahead and humble yourself. You know, God will humble you. But you know what's a lot better than God bringing you to your knees? Is you going ahead and deciding that you're going to go to your knees of your own. Like, you know what, God, I don't really need you to allow that. And although if you let me go through a hard season, I'm going to trust that you're going to humble me through this and prove me through this. And in the end, I'm going to come out on the other side sharper, and we're going to trust God through it. But you know, it doesn't always have to get there. Did you know that Jonah, we're going to talk about him in 2 weeks at Friend Day. But did you know that Jonah didn't have to get swallowed by the whale? He didn't have to spend 3 nights in a stinking, rotten, smelly, who knows, can you imagine, belly of a whale. He didn't have to do that. And we can go ahead and decide to humble ourselves. God, you're working in my heart. And like I said earlier, God, you're dealing with me, or perhaps I have sin. Perhaps there's things in my life. There's things that you're working on me and sharpening in me. And I'm a little bit too high in my own sight. I'm seeing myself as too valuable. I'm seeing myself as too honorable. And what I need to do is to make myself low. And you can choose to do that. You can choose to humble yourself. You can choose to go ahead and, like David did, remember in that first sermon you did? Remember what David said? Can you say it? Search my heart. and know me? See if there's any wicked way in me? That's what David did. David said, God, prove me. Did you know you can go ahead and put yourself through the test? God, where's my heart right now? I don't want to be proven through these, you know, kinds of trials. So I think maybe tonight I'm going to go ahead and go to my knees, humble myself, and I'm going to seek the Lord on this. God, where is my heart? Or maybe we already know where our heart is. My heart isn't right. My heart isn't doing right. I haven't been handling things right, and I've been blaming circumstances. But really, that boiling water is just drawing out of me what's already in me and revealing, proving that my heart isn't where it should be. Grant was six weeks old, whenever that happened. So 6 weeks old. Remember this story? I've said it before. You remember 6 weeks old? Remember that? It was a long time ago, but yeah. He had bronchiolitis. Couldn't breathe. And we were just trying to help him through this. I mean, 6 weeks, real little. And he started turning colors. Took him into the bathroom, got the hot water, and they tried to get the steam. Thank you. And it just wasn't helping. He started turning like purple and blue. We're like, we got to get him to the hospital. Struggling to breathe. We got to get him there. So we put him in the car seat, rushed to the ER, got him in there, and it was pure agony to stand out of the ER. Looking in this room where there's five doctors in there and there's 6 week little baby on this adult size, table, and they have him strapped on there with these straps, and they just can't get his oxygen level up. It was 60. His oxygen level was 60 and they couldn't get it up, and he needed to be more than that. And that's right. Right. Yeah. It needed to be more than that. I don't know that anyway. So I just knew it wasn't right. And it was getting worse, and they said, we're going to have to fly him to Kansas City. I'm like, okay, let's do it. And so they started the process, the procedure, had the helicopter going, and they start loading him up, and I'm thinking, well, why don't you just go? And they're like, nobody can ride in the helicopter. You got to drive. We're like, what? So we get in the car, and we prayed a hedge of angels because we were not driving the speed limit. And we made it there. In less time than what should have happened. Let me just, we were ready. We were, you know what was happening? That 40-minute drive from St. Joe to Kansas City? You know what was happening on the road? There was a lot of tears, and there was a lot of praying, and there was a lot of sin confessing. Because we had a baby that we were nervous about. And that was a hot water thing, wasn't it? That was tough. And when we were right with God when we showed up. And we gave him to the Lord. We didn't know what was going to happen. The doctors were nervous, and that made us nervous. When we showed up, went into his room, there wasn't even any doctors in there, totally stable. But God changed us. And God does that through those times, doesn't he? And we need those seasons. You know what we need to be reminded of? And that's why God lets us get pulled over by the policeman sometimes. Like, man, why is this happening to me? Because sometimes God lets that happen because you need to be reminded of something. Hit your finger with a hammer. You know what God wants to remind you of? Hey. God wants to remind you. You messed up my thing. He wants to remind us that we need him. He lets us go through those things because he wants us to remember that we need him. We do need him. And he also proves us. So tonight it would be wise, I think, for us to go ahead and acknowledge that we need to get ourselves right if that's what's needed. To go ahead and let God prove us tonight. To humble us, to prove us, so that we might become dependent. Become dependent. And there's nothing like a life that's dependent upon God. But sometimes we got to go through it before we can become dependent. Melissa, I'll finish with this. You know, there's a lot of things that I went through as a kid. And this isn't a kind of pity thing. Not at all. There are kids that are going through a way difficult time than I ever went through. So it's not like a comparison or a pity thing at all. I just know that I went through some hard things as a kid and experienced some things, saw some things that kids shouldn't experience and kids shouldn't see. Some of you have testimonies like that. Do you know what God wants to do through those things? As you remember this, He wants you to remember that you need Him. You need Him. We need Him. And we need to allow God to prove our hearts through these things. If you'll do that tonight, you'll be blessed. Amen. Father, I pray for your help as we desire to seek you. Lord, we just want to be humbled. We want to be proved. We want that. So I pray for your grace to help us to become sharper for you. And it might be tonight that it would be some who would say, I want to humble myself. I pray you'd give them courage to come. Maybe it would some tonight would say, I know my heart isn't where it needs to be. And I want to prove my heart tonight and turn my heart to you. Would you give them courage to come? We'll give you glory for what you do in us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand.